up as a child in grandmother's care. Grandmother told me he would always be there. Now I'm a grown man living on my own. I can truly say that Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Every now and then I have to tell him, Lord, I am
dependent on you.
It's all right to clap your hands this morning and help me tell the Lord, 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 I. If you don't mind, let me say it one more time for you. Growing up as a child in my grandmother's care, I never will forget it. My grandmother told me, she said, Demetrius, Jesus would always be there. Oh my, now I'm a grown man, living on my own. And I'm so glad today I can truly say that Jesus, he ain't never, he ain't alone. Hey,
I am dependent on you.
Lord, if you don't mind this morning, come on, fellas, let's take this thing on home and say this.
I'm dependent
on you. See, some of you might not be going through some things, and you might not have to depend on it, but I do. I'm dependent
on you.
Come on, fellas, let's drive this thing. Whoa, I'm dependent.
I'm dependent.
I'm dependent.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's give God some praise today. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Anybody glad to be here today? Hallelujah. Anybody come to meet Jesus today? Amen. Anybody come to lift up Jesus today? Stand to your feet as we give him praise in the house today. Amen. Praise him. Oh, I praise him. Praise him. Let me praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Come on, help me. You are to praise him in the morning. Praise him at noonday. Praise him. Praise all day long. I'll just praise him. Can we call his name? Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. David says, from the rising. From the rising of, yeah, the sun unto the going down the same. I found out the Lord, he's worth. Jesus, Jesus is worth. He's so worthy, yeah, he's worthy to be. Lift your hands and tell the Lord. Oh, I praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise him. Yeah. Praise him. Thank you, Lord. Praise him. Can we call his name? Jesus. Call him again. Jesus. Jesus. Call him one more time. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, blessed, blessed Savior, yeah, he's worth to be praised. Come on, give him praise, give him praise. Somebody know you've been blessed today. Somebody know you've been blessed today. You got food on your table, shelter over your head, clothes on your back, shoes on your feet. He blessed you with traveling grace. Somebody ought to give him praise in the house today. Oh, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the way from Columbia, South Carolina. Amen. Deacon Burt's brother, Reverend Burt's, is going to give us our invocation at this time, followed by our scripture, Elder Bradshaw.
Oh, come on, let us praise God right now. Come on, put those Holy Ghost hands together. Give God praise on this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
God, we come before you today as humble as we know how.
Pray watch.
Oh, God, we come before you thanking you.
Thank you.
For another day, God.
Yes, Lord.
God, we just thank you for the activities of our limbs.
Yes.
We thank you for having a sound mind this morning.
Thank you.
Oh, God, we thank you for the rising of the sun.
Yes.
We thank you for the going down on the sun on yesterday.
Thank you.
Oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord, for all that you have done for us, Father.
Thank you.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
God, we thank you.
Thank you.
God, we cannot thank you enough. Lord, if we thank you 24/7, God is not enough.
Hallelujah.
We just thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We praise you.
Yes.
We magnify you.
Yes, Lord.
We glorify you today, God. Bless those who came out. Bless those that wanted to come and couldn't come.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the sick and the shut-in today, God.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, let them know that you're still able.
Able.
Oh, God, you're able.
Yes, Lord.
God, we need to learn how to lean on you and trust you.
Thank you.
Oh, God, we thank you today.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you.
Thank you.
God, where did you have your way in here on today?
Yes, Lord.
God, let the Holy Spirit abound in this place on today.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, from front to rear, from left to right, God.
Yes, Lord.
God, we ask that you send down your anointing.
Do, Lord.
today. Bless the pastor of this house, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just come to you thanking you today.
Thanking you.
God, we didn't come asking for anything.
Yeah.
Oh, God, but we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Somebody ought to give God thanks
Hallelujah.
This morning.
Thank
Somebody
you.
Ought to give God
glory,
praise
glory.
This morning because
Hallelujah.
He's worthy.
Bless your name. Bless
How many
your name.
Of you know we serve a worthy God?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God,
thank
we thank you.
You
this morning.
Thank you.
Lord, we just hear our prayer requests, our supplications.
Yes, Lord.
God, we'll be so careful
yes.
to give you the honor.
Mm-hmm.
We give you the glory.
Glory.
And not some praise, mm-hmm. but all, yeah. all the praise
all
go
the
to
praise.
You, God.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen again.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Please remain standing for our scripture. Amen. Bless you.
Privilege this morning. Psalms 127, as they come in, get some word. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. All the big hats and little hats. Mother's Day hats.
All right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalms 127. Hallelujah. Psalms 127 reads thus. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late. Lord Bradshaw, to eat the bread of sorrow. So he giveth his beloved sleep.
Yes.
Lo.
Lo.
Children.
Mm-hmm.
Are an inheritance of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And the fruit of the womb is his reward.
Yes.
As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth.
My Lord.
Verse 5. Happy. Somebody say happy.
Happy.
Is the man that hath his quiver full of them.
Mm-hmm.
Young ones he talking about.
Bunch of little children.
They shall. this Mother's Day and I'm trying to be serious, y'all. They shall not be
ashamed.
Mm-hmm. You made them so. But they shall. Speak with the enemies
mm-hmm.
in the gates.
In the gates.
So read the word of the Lord this morning. Y'all.
Praise God.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Give our male chorus a hand as they sing. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you.
Bless the Lord, saints. Come on.
Yeah.
Fellas, let's say Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Now, we ain't going to sing nothing Mother's Day. We just want to say Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers. Because if y'all had one like I had one, Loretta Bradshaw sure knew how to call on the Lord. Can I get a witness this morning, saints?
Yeah.
I love to call on the name of Jesus.
I
love to call on the name of Jesus. I love to call on the name of Jesus. I
Jesus.
I love to call on the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I love call on the name of Jesus. Yes, I do, Lord. And there's something else. There is peace in the name of Jesus. Somebody here know that. There is peace this morning, y'all. There is peace, oh Lord. I love. Yeah. There is love in the name of Jesus. There is love this morning, y'all. There is love. Y'all ought to sing this morning. I love. Oh, yeah. On the name of the Lord. Feel more. I love. Oh. I love to call on the name of Jesus. I love to call on the name of Jesus. I love to call on the name of Jesus. I love. Come on, fellas, if y'all don't mind. Oh, Lord. And when I get worried, I call him. Yes, I do on the name. Listen, I call him. I call him. Call Jesus. I call him. When I'm lonely, I call him. When my money get funny and my change gets strange, when I need him, I call him. When all hope is gone, I call him. I call him. Won't he make a way? Is there anybody in the room? Have you ever had to call him? Won't he make a way? Won't he make a way? Oh, won't he make a way? Get down on your knees sometime when you need a friend. Just call him. When you need a friend, call him. Right there. He'll be there. He'll be there. Call him. I used to hear mama on her knees sometimes. Call him. I hear in the kitchen. Over that old wooden stove sometimes. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Call him. I love to call on the name of Jesus. I love to call on the name of Jesus. I love to call on the name of Jesus. Oh, I love on the name. On his name. On his name. On his name. On his name. I love. Oh Lord. everything all right? Anybody know he will? Anybody know he will? If you know he will, just give him a wave offering. If you know he will, oh, he will.
How many like to call him? Trouble come, call him. Children don't act right, call him. Husband don't act right, call him. I better put this in too. Wife don't act right, call him. Hallelujah. I love to call on the name of the Lord. Praise God. Come on, give the Lord another hand clap of praise today. Amen. Truly we honor him. We give him all honor and all praises. Amen. To all of the reverend clergies in the house. We thank God for Diggenberg's brother. Amen. From Columbia, South Carolina, being with us today. Amen. And for all of the officers, the mothers, choir ushers, saints and friends, and to First Lady and family. Amen. We want to wish you all a happy, happy Mother's Day. Amen. To all of the mothers. Amen. If we can just get all of the mothers to stand. All of the mothers to stand. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for all of the beautiful mothers here at New Hope. Amen. And all of those who are listening in, we thank God for you. And we welcome you that are on our broadcast today. May God bless you for taking time out to be with us in this service. Amen. May the God bless you real good. Amen. We want to just once again reiterate that we are now in-house in Sunday school at 9:30. So if you desire to come and be a part here at the church, you can come and be in person. But we still would be doing it virtual also. But if your desire to come in person, we will have at 9:30 each Sunday. Amen. Reverend Kitchen is going to come with an announcement, and Women Day Committee will come. Amen. Then followed by our Diggonesses. Amen.
Amen. Good morning to all of you that are here. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers. Amen. And we wish you many, many more. As many of you know, those of you that has been listening in, we're gearing up, getting ready for our vacation Bible school. And June the 20th through the 24th, put it on your calendars, post it on the monitors. We have an exciting program we're getting ready for you. This will be our first time back in about 3 years since 2019. Amen. Amen. And we're looking forward to a wonderful time. Here's what we need. We do need more volunteers, if you're able to help out in our classrooms. We're also asking all auxiliary heads, we need to let you in on some pertinent information to meet us here on the 17th of May. at 6:30 p.m. All auxiliary heads, if you can, meet us here the 17th of May at 6:30. Amen. We do need your assistance. Amen. Have a blessed day. And again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Amen. Amen.
Church.
Morning.
To our pastor, to the deacons, and all of the beautiful mothers in the house today, we're so glad to see you all. I am just here to remind all of the women of our Women's Day celebration next Sunday. Our colors will be purple and white, and our theme this year is trust. We're going to have a good time in the Lord, so we're encouraging all to come out. Not just the women, but we need the men's support as well. Women, your assessment is $50. And remember, we're trying to beat the men, so make sure you come through. Thanks, everybody. See you next Sunday.
Praise God. All right.
Good morning, New Hope.
Good morning.
And happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers in the house.
Amen.
Being a mother requires commitment, selflessness, patience, and a bunch of unconditional love. It's a lot of hard, often thankless work to raise a child, which is why the mothers in our lives deserve to be honored. On this day, set aside to honor mothers, the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church family would like to give a token of love to all the mothers in attendance today. So as the deacons are passing out the roses, we'd like for each mother in the house with us to accept this rose as a token, letting you know that you are special to us. My mother instilled in me many, many years ago that if you care about people, you should give them their flowers while they still are able to smell them. And we're doing that today. Oh, mothers, please stand again. I'm sorry. So you can receive your rose. And in addition to the roses that the deacons are handing out to all of the mothers, the deaconess ministry is giving a special gift to the women who are of New Hope who are 75 years and older. So as you're standing, if you're one of those women, just raise your hand so we can reach out to you, and the deaconess will come and get some of the gifts to give out to the women that are 75 years and older. Proverbs 31:25 through 27 reads, "Strength and honor are her clothing. She is confident about the future. Her mouth is full of wisdom. Kind teaching is on her tongue. She is vigilant over the activities of her household, and she doesn't eat the food of laziness." As I think about these women, as I think about these verses of scripture, I think about all the wisdom, vigilance, and strength that resides in these women of New Hope. And I thank God for allowing us to know them and have them in our midst. Now, as each one of you are receiving your gifts, is Sister Steed here? First Lady? She's not here yet. We also, I know she's not the tender age of 75. We all know that. But she our First Lady, and we love her. And so we wanted to be able to give her one of these special gifts as well. And ladies, as you see these gifts being given out to the one 75 and older, don't get jealous, because Deaconess Ministry is going to give you an opportunity to get one if you want one as well. Just wait. But Pastor, I'd like to thank you for allowing us to take a few moments to honor our mothers today. We wanted to show some love to those who have sacrificed and given of themselves as role models, friends, and in some cases, surrogate mothers for those members of New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. And I'll leave you with just one more thing. If during the week you would read 1 John Chapter 4, 7 through 21, and just meditate on those words. It talks about God being love and how we are to show love to one another. And if we are going to be ambassadors of Christ, that's what we're required to do. So I'd ask you to just meditate on that for this week, and we'll see you again next week. And happy Mother's Day again.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for all the announcements and for Deaconess's recognizing all of the mothers. Amen. May God continue blessing you. At this time, we would like for all of our visitors to please stand. We have any visitors with us today. We ask that you would please stand, all visitors. Our visitors. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We want you to know that we are so happy to have you to be in our services today, and we pray that something we say or do will enlighten your day and make it brighter as you travel back home. God bless you and God keep you is our prayer. Amen. All right. All of those that have had or having a birthday in the month of May, will you stand? Amen. 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 Praise God. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear saints. Happy birthday to you. Praise God. Praise God. May you have many, many more years of happiness and good health. Amen. Did anybody get married in the month of May? Anybody get married? Amen. 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 How many years? 36. Amen. She put it on him. 37, all right. See, that's how good you've been to him. He left the year off because you've been so good to him. All right, all right. All right, the graduating, got another one? 19, praise God, all right. Our security man, 19 years old, all right. 19 years, thank you. All right, the graduating class of 2020, 2022, 2020, what is it? 2022. Amen. Got one, two, three. Amen. Praise God for you. We thank God and we ask him to bless you in your new chapter of life. Amen. Now, y'all stand one more time, if you don't mind. All of the graduates, will you stand? Amen. Where are you graduating from? McEachin. Now, you don't look old enough to be graduating from McEachin. Amen. And where are you going? You going to college? Where are you going? Okay. All right. And what you gonna major in? All right, praise God. All right. And what school that you graduated from? All right, praise God. Theology man. Praise God. Also, Deacon Burke, Beulah Heights, another theology man. Praise. Amen. God bless you. We pray it much for you that you can continue. Amen. You never get too old to learn. Hello, somebody. Amen. So we, Diggin Burts, when he announced that this morning, he encouraged one of the members that they're going to go back and get their degree now. Amen. Amen. It's never too late. Never too late. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God for you. Again, we thank you so much for your tithing, your offering, and that you've been so committed and giving. We appreciate you so much. Amen. All right. Let us be in prayer. Amen. For one of our own. It was a shocking message to me. One of our ministers, Minister Secreta Pimpton, her father passed.
a couple of days ago, and it was just all of a sudden he fell and hit his head, and he never recovered. Amen. So please keep that family lifted in prayer, if you will. It just goes to show we never know where death is. Amen. Whether we're young or whether we're old. Amen. So pray for that family. Also, keep in prayer one of our members that had moved up here from New Orleans, and they had relocated back to New Orleans, Mother Johnny Armour. She passed on last week, last Tuesday, and some of you remember her granddaughter that was here, LaShonda Drummond. That was her grandmother. Amen. So please keep that family lifted in prayer as they get ready for the homegoing celebration of her. It will be on Monday, May 16th, which is tomorrow. Amen. At St. John's Divine. So keep them lifted there in New Orleans. So please keep them lifted in prayer. Also, Sister Rose Cox, I believe I see her today. Amen. Mother Rose Cox, let's keep her and her family lifted in prayer. Her sister passed in Los Angeles, California, and they will be traveling there for her home going. So please keep them lifted in prayer. Also, Deaconess Dorothy Daniels, who is our chairperson for our trustee board. Her mother passed there in Maryland. So please keep her and her family lifted in prayer. Her mother homegoing celebration will be this Friday in Maryland. So please keep them lifted in prayer. Also, Deaconess Bond, they had the homegoing celebration of her cousin on yesterday. So please keep them lifted in prayer, if you will. And pray for Sister Lola Jackson recovering from knee surgery, Sister Ernestine Clark recovering from cancer, and also the Stewart family. Please keep them lifted in prayer, if you will. A great big thanks to all of you. You are very nice. Thank you all for the kind words, thoughts, and prayers during our time of bereavement. Thanks also for the donation. We appreciate you all. Love Deacon Burt's and family. Amen. So we ask that you continue praying for that family also. God bless you. We're going to get ready for some more good music now from this male chorus. Give them a hand as they come.
Just before the male chorus sings, I need to make a quick announcement about the Women's Day Choir. They left off the announcement. We've already had one rehearsal, and it was a great rehearsal. Those of you who are there, you know how much fun we had. We had them laughing till they couldn't laugh no more, but they actually sound great. So the announcement is our next rehearsal is this Thursday at 7 p.m. Even if you missed the first rehearsal, you can still make the second rehearsal. Please, we want all the women of New Hope to come fill this choir stand. If you think you cannot sing, I promise you, we can make you sing. If you can talk, you can sing. If you can yell at your kids, you can sing. So please come out. That's this Thursday, 7 p.m. We promise not to hold you no more than 2 hours in and out, and we'll be gone. All right? Looking forward to seeing you guys there.
Want you
Can I get somebody to call the president and tell him? Can I get somebody to write Congress and tell them? Can I get somebody to contact the House of Representatives and tell them? Can I get somebody to contact the Supreme Court and tell them? Can I get somebody to tell your mayor, tell your representative that sits on the throne, you can see what's going on. Oh, Jesus is alive and well. Right now he's sitting right hand of his Father. He's pleading for you, you and I. Tell him for me, everybody you see. Tell him Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and well. Right now he sits on the throne, he can see what's going on. Oh, Jesus is alive and well. Right now he's sitting right hand of his Father. He's pleading for you, you and I. Tell it for me, everybody you see. Jesus is alive and well. Yes, Jesus died on a place called Calvary. The man went in the grave. He stayed 3 long days, but he rose with that victory. Grave gave up the victory. Devil lost his strength. Jesus lives again. All power in hand. And won't you tell him for me? Everybody you see, tell him Jesus is alive and well. Just tell him he's alive. Just tell him. Tell somebody that Jesus still lives. I need one witness. All I need is one witness. Anybody here ever been sick in your life? You kept a laying there. You kept a laying there until you went down on your knees, looked towards heaven and called Jesus. And Jesus stopped by and made a way for you. If you are here and not ashamed, if you are here and not ashamed, you ought to be glad to tell somebody. You ought to be glad to tell somebody. Waymaker still lives. Waymaker still lives. See, they ain't all y'all. I need another witness. Anybody here that's been sick in your life? I'm talking about real sick in your life. You kept a laying there. You kept a laying there until you rolled out of your bed. Then you went down on your knees and called Jesus. And Jesus stopped by and made a way for you. If you are here and not ashamed, if you are here and not ashamed, you ought to be glad to tell somebody. You ought to be glad to tell somebody. He left. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. See, I don't know, y'all, what he's done for you, and you don't know what he's done for me. See, last night when I lay down in my bed, I didn't even have no knowledge to go to sleep, y'all. God was so good. God was so good. He put me in loving arms. The man rocked me. The man rocked me. The man rocked me, the man rocked me, the man rocked me all night long, y'all. The man rocked me all night long, y'all. The man rocked me all night long, y'all. But he didn't stop there. He didn't stop there, y'all. Then the devil came after me. Then the devil came after me. Then he said, get back, 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 get back.
get back, leave my child alone. He said, leave my child alone. He said, leave my child alone. He said, get back, get back, get back, get back. Healer, he's alive, y'all. I said, healer, he's alive, y'all. Healer, he's alive, y'all. I said, healer, he's alive, y'all. He's alive, healer. He's alive, he's alive, y'all. He's alive, he's alive, y'all. He's alive, yes, he is, 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 y'all. He's alive, everybody, you see, Jesus is alive and well. Yeah, yeah. He's alive, he's alive, y'all. He's alive, he's alive, y'all. Yes, he is. He's alive, y'all. Woke me up early this morning. He woke me up early this morning, y'all. He woke me up early this morning, y'all. He woke me up early this morning, y'all. Did he start at me on my way? Did he start at me on my way? Did he start at me on my way, y'all? Did he start at me on my way, y'all? Ain't he good? Ain't he good, 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 y'all? He was good, so good, y'all. So good, so good, y'all. So good, yes, he is, y'all. He was good, yes, he is, y'all. This morning, yes, he started me on my way, 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 all the way, all the way, oh yeah.
To know that he's alive and he's well. The question is he in your soul? The only way you know he's alive is because you have a relationship with him. How many know he woke you up this morning? Put food on your tables, shelter over your head. Amen. I don't have to ask about it. I know he's alive. Amen. In my soul. Amen. Jeremiah says, like fire shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. I believe the Diggonesses had a presentation they wanted to give just before. Amen. The sermon.
First lady. Oh, there you are. I'm looking for you over there. We did a presentation earlier for our mothers, and you weren't here, and this is for you, just something special from the Deaconess Ministry.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. All right. She turned 66. Amen. Praise God. All right. All right. Let us look at the word today, found in Psalms 127. Psalms 127, verses 3 through 5. Psalms 127, verses 3 to 5. Lo, children are inherited from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As sorrow are in the hands of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gates. Thank you. You might be seated. Father God, we thank you once again for this privilege, for this opportunity to say a word for you. As we come standing on your promises, we ask that I would just please take these lips of clay of minds, use them for your glory. Let your Holy Spirit speak to me today, that somebody might hear a word from heaven. Somebody might be saved. Somebody might be delivered. Somebody might be set free. Come, Holy Spirit, and do what you do best. Show up and show out, and we know everything will be all right. Amen. I entitled this simply, Honoring Mothers. Amen. Honoring Mothers. This is Mother's Day, and so we give special tribute, amen, and honor to God's special women. Amen. Mothers. Hallelujah. God's special women. Mothers. Amen. You need to understand, if there was no mothers, there'd be no you. Amen. So God's special women. Amen. Today, we want to honor especially, once again, all of the mothers that are in our congregation. We want you to know that we appreciate, amen, you being here at New Hope. We have many reasons we should honor them, for we think about it, their sacrificial and their unselfish love they have given us, and all the loving deeds they have done for us through our lives. Amen. For all of the prayers they have prayed for us, and for all of the sleepless nights they have spent for us with tears running down their cheeks. Mothers may not sit behind a big office desk with a view overlooking the city, but there is no job that's more important than that of a mother. Amen. Their job is often demanding and often unrewarding. Amen. For all of the things that they do, for the meals that they cook, clothes that they wash, cleaning of the home. Amen. All of those things that you don't want to do, mothers do. Cleaning up behind you. Amen. And then most of all, teaching you what to do. Amen. As children, you should be receptive to your mother's teaching. Amen. For she's trying to give you order, give you structure in your life. You have to understand that you're not in this world by yourself. Amen. And nobody is going to treat you like mama treats you. So mothers have a responsibility of teaching their children so that when they get out in the world, they know how to handle themselves. Amen. Important to teach them how to cook, how to clean. Come on, somebody. Amen. How to love their husband. Amen. I didn't get too many amens right there. Praise God. But it's important, amen, that we honor our mothers for all of the destructive things that they do in order to make us who we are today. Amen. And so once again, I wanted to just mention that you are not in this world by yourself. And so as mother is teaching you, don't get upset when she tells you you need to pick up behind yourself. That means, you know, it's important that you keep things in order because somebody else got to come behind you. Amen. Clean up the bathroom when you use it. Ain't getting too many amens there. Clean up your room. Amen. Praise God. Pick up your clothes. Amen. Learn how to wash your clothes. Learn how, amen, to cook. It's very important. Amen. Cooking is a way to a man's heart. Hello, somebody. Amen. I know somebody's not going to agree with me because we don't get too many cooked meals nowadays. Amen. Praise God. But it is important, amen, that we teach these things, amen, so that when you get a husband, you get a wife, that you have some structure in your life. Why give somebody a problem? I missed that, didn't you? Why give somebody a problem because you didn't teach them anything? Hello, somebody. And nowadays, you know, we find we got a lot of children raising children. And that's why there's no structure in the home. Amen. But the teaching must start in the home. We have to take the responsibility of training up our children while they're young. And when they get old, it will not depart from them. Ooh, I know y'all ain't gonna like me now. Hallelujah. But I'm trying to help us get back on track. The reason we got so many problems in school because we got problems in the home. Amen. If we get the problems in the home straightened out, things will change as we go out in the world. Amen. And so once again, it's important that we lift up these mothers who are doing the right thing. The mothers who are training their children, the mothers who are teaching their children that when they get out in the world, that they can make something out of their lives. Amen. I thank God for being in the military because it gave me structure. Amen. It gave me order. Amen. And sometimes people don't like order. You know, you ever heard that saying, you know, they got funny ways. When you got order, you got funny ways. And a lot of folks don't want to be bothered with you when you got order. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. But listen, where there's no order, there's a lot of chaos. So we need to teach order. But there's something that is so gracious, amen, when you get a good godly mother, amen, who teaches the good things in life where our children are able to accomplish what they need to accomplish in life. Many people think that joy and happiness are the same, but they are not. Joy comes from having the right relationship with God, our eternal creator. Joy comes, amen, when things are right between us and God. We can experience the joy that comes from the Lord. Amen. Happiness is feeling. We feel it's a feeling when we feel, amen, things in our realm of life are going well for us. Joy is not easily lost because our relationship with God does not change just because conditions change or circumstances change. Amen. Or at least it should not. Even when we are in the valley, we have the full assurance that God loves us and that we are his children. That's what our Sunday school lesson taught us this morning. Amen. We must understand that God is our creator. Amen. He is the one that put us here with a purpose. Now, it doesn't mean that we're not going to struggle in life sometimes. We're going to have our ups and we're going to have our downs. But God gives us a guarantee
that he will deliver us. Amen. Regardless of what has taken place, God is at work in our lives. He's working all things together for our good. God is always in total control of things, and he is all wise and all knowing and all powerful. God is always on our side, desiring the very best for us. That's why David said, yea, though I walk through the valley and shadows of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. There is nothing that we could do that would cause God to stop loving us. He may not love the things we do, but he will always be found loving us. Therefore, no child of God should ever allow Satan to rob them of their joy. Satan does not have the power to take your joy from you. The only way you can lose it is to give it away. In looking at joy of a mother, joy is the greatest gift a man she could possibly give to her family. It is such a blessing from above to have joyous, joyful mothers who, regardless of the disappointments in life, the difficulties of life, amen, of every lifestyle, she continues to go about with a joyful spirit, always uplifting, always encouraging, always telling her children, you will do better. Mothers can always seem to be the good times of just around the corners, and they keep, amen, on encouraging their children to continue looking up to God, who is the source of our strength in a weary time. To all Christians' mothers, God seems to say, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Philippians 4:4, for the joy, amen, rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 says, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Thank God for joyous mothers. It's good to have joyous mothers, because they can really put things in perspective when things are going wrong. They know how to rub your head when you're feeling pain. They know how to kiss your cuts when you fall down, amen, and hurt yourself. The joy of a mother. A child is better, amen, when mother is joyous. Amen. You just keep on trying. I love you, and God loves you too. Can't you hear those words saying from your mother? God loves you, and I love you too. Amen. Because of the joy of a mother, it turns my ailing heart into joy. When we find many times the peace that comes from the mother's love. So many people today are looking for peace but do not know where to begin to find it. Peace does not mean everything is perfect in your life. Peace comes from when we know that all things are under control. However, we know peace we have, amen, comes from God. As humans, we can never truly say that everything is under control. We are weak Christians, but he is strong. We don't know what will happen on tomorrow, but he holds tomorrow in his hands. We might hammer down all the boards and turn around, amen, and nails pop up somewhere else. It seems like we spend so much, amen, life nailing down boards that we keep popping up. Yet God is not weak. God is not frail. Amen. God really does have all things under his control. Nothing catches God off guard. He is always prepared for everything. To know peace, we have to place all of our faith and all of our trust in God. Jesus said, John 14:27, he said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. Philippians 4 and 7 tells us, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. As a Christian mother who knows personally the peace of God abiding in her heart can help keep her home a place of peace and serenity. A peaceful home is a wonderful place to return to after a hard day of being in society that is full of chaos. I come by to let you know, amen, God has given us, amen, mothers who are so peaceful, who are so joyful. Amen. You think of thankfulness. We are often guilty of looking at bad rather than the good, the negative instead of the positive. We tend to murmur rather than express our thankfulness. But as Christians, we are encouraged to think on things that are edifying, amen, and uplifting. When we do these things, we will have a good attitude regardless of what is going on. Whatever things, amen, are good report. That's what Paul tells us in Philippians 4 and 8. Amen. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Paul wrote these words while he was confounded in prison. Amen. His circumstances did not hinder him from his view of his blessings. Somebody, some mother today might be going through some things and seem like, amen, there's trouble all around you. But I want to encourage you, just keep on praying. Keep on trusting. Keep on believing. Because above every prayer, amen, above every storm, a prayer can be heard. Amen. Thankfulness is a matter of being in control of your mind, of thought, and keeping them under the pile of things that we are blessed with. Amen. Every time I look around, he keeps on blessing me. Maybe I might have lost my job, but he woke me up this morning. Amen. My car note might be overdue, but God keeps on giving me breath to breathe. So don't let the things of this life cover up the blessings of God. Recognize the fact you can't even walk without him holding your hands. When we allow our minds, amen, to wander over into the negative realm, we begin to focus upon all the wrong things taking place in our lives. Amen. Whether with all of us, amen, or others, we get discouraged, we get depressed, and it's hard to climb out of the bottomless pit. However, a Christian mother will focus upon the good things they have enjoyed. They guide their children into thankfulness by being thankful themselves. In other words, a thankful mother is an example for her children. They focus upon the good things in their children, and they major in those things. They do not totally ignore the bad things. We all have areas that are weak and need some work. But when a child of God, amen, a Christian mother, keeps reminding her children of their good qualities, it gives them the courage to deal with the areas that needs to work on. You need to not only tell them the bad things, but you need to tell them the good things. Amen. The way a mother looks at life goes a long ways in how her children will face life when they are adults. Thank God for mothers who are truly thankful for what they have rather than complaining about what they don't have. Thank God for the mothers. Amen. For those who are depending on the Almighty God. They have a lasting characteristic. Amen. Dependency in an attitude that leans upon the strength, the wisdom, and the realization that we cannot survive without the help of someone or something mightier than we are. We need God, yeah, to hold our hands. We need God to lift us when things are going bad. Here, we are referring to God being that source of strength. In our society today, many mothers have focused upon their own careers with attitudes. I'm a woman and I can do anything. It is good for mothers to be strong, to have self-confidence. But the Christian mother realizes that regardless of her strength, she would be nothing without God holding her hand. I recall, yeah, my own mother reminding me every day where our blessings came from. We did not have a lot of things like other families. There were many lean times, but my mother always encouraged us that God never leaves us, that he will never forsake us. He will always meet our every need. Yeah, she may have gone somewhere by herself and shed tears, but she never did so in our presence. Mother knew how to go into her closet and have a little talk with Jesus. She would get down on her knees and tell the Lord about the situation. Throughout her life, she came to realize that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Mother always kept us encouraged. She prayed and she prayed. She talked to Jesus. She sang over and over, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Do I have a witness here? I will never forget how Mother kept assuring us to depend on God. Even in the times of sickness, she would always say, call on the name of the Lord, for healing is in his name. Deliverance is in his name. Peace is in his name. Joy is in his name. Somebody here know, if you call on the name of Jesus, he will hear and answer your prayer. I've had to depend on God hundreds of times. I'm so glad it was Mother that first taught me how to trust and depend on God. I stopped by to let you know today, Jesus is on the main line. If you call him up and tell him what you want, he'll make everything all right. Mother was the first one to teach me about heaven, the very first one to tell me about God. So many mothers today are depending on drugs and alcohol, but thank God for the mothers who show their children you must depend on God. Christian mothers realize, accept God, build a house, your labor will be in vain. Y'all don't hear me? Yes, I want you to know, mothers are here today. We are reminded that something I know already, as you look at your home, you will see the hard work of your mother. Clothes ironed, floors cleaned, dishes washed, putting food on the table. You ought to lift your hands and say, thank God for your mother. Good God Almighty, I thank him for how he kept them. I thank him for how he blessed them to be all that they are. I want to leave you with this today. Shirley Caesar lyrics on no charge. I heard Shirley say, my sister, little boy, came into the kitchen one evening while she was fixing supper, and he handed her a piece of paper that he'd been writing on after wiping her hands on her apron. She took it in her hands and began to read it. And this is what it says: for mowing the yard, $5. For making up my bed, $1. For going to store, 50 cents. For playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. For taking out the trash, $1. For getting a good report card, $5. For raking the yard, $2. Total old, $14.75. Well, she looked at him standing there expecting, and 1,000 memories flashed in her mind. She picked up the pen and the paper, and this is what she wrote. She said, for 9 months I carried you, holding you inside of me. There's no charge. For nights I sat up with you, doctoring you, praying for you. No charge. For the time, tears, and calls through the years, there is no charge. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. Good God Almighty, she went on to say, for the nights filled with gray, for the worries your head, for advice and the knowledge, for the cost of your college, there is no charge. For the toys, for the school, for the clothes, for the wiping of your nose, there is no charge. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. Do I have a witness here? I got one more thing I need to tell you. Well, when you think about it, when you think about Jesus marching up Golgotha's hill, hanging there with the nails in his hands, with the nails in his feet, blood streaming down from his head, with a crown of thorn on his head. He dropped him in the locks of his shoulder. He died. He gave up the ghost. They buried him in a borrowed tomb. 3 days he stayed there. But early on the third day, he got up. He got up with all power in his hands. And I can hear him. I can hear him. And say, for all of my love, there is no charge. Somebody hear him. Ought to hug your wife. You ought to hug your mama and say, thank you. Thank you, mama. Thank you, mama. Thank you, mama. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. For the mothers today, we honor you. We bless you. We lift you up in the name of the Lord. For you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. The love that you give us, and don't put a price on it.
We are so grateful for what you do for us. I thank God I had a praying mama. Anybody here have a praying mama? My memories always go back. Think on what mama used to do. I remember when I was a small boy, sitting on my mama's knee. Mother told me all about the Bible so that I might be free. She told me when I was young, son, this race is gonna be hard to run. Mother prayed early in the morning. She prayed for me.
Said a little prayer for me.
I got another thing to tell you. And when children would go astray, mother would pray both night and day. I heard her say, Lord, take care of my children. Please don't let them go astray. Oh, she would
get down,
go down on her knees, crying, Lord, take care of my children. Mother prayed early in the morning. She prayed for me.
Prayer for me.
Anybody know? She prayed.
She prayed.
Yes.
She prayed for me.
Mother prayed.
She prayed.
Yes, she did.
She prayed for me.
Mother bowed early in the morning. She prayed for me. You know what she did?
Oh!
She would go down on her knees. Yo, crying, Lord, take care of my children. Mother bowed
early in the morning.
Pray
for me. A little prayer for me.
You know what she did? She prayed.
She prayed.
Yeah,
she prayed for me.
Mother prayed.
She prayed.
Yes, she did.
She prayed for me.
Prayed.
She prayed.
Yeah.
She prayed for me.
Kept on praying.
She prayed.
Yeah.
She prayed for me.
Mother bowed early in the morning. You know what she did?
She said a little prayer for me.
Praise God. Praise God. Honoring our mothers. Amen. And the only way that you really can honor your mother is you got to have a relationship with God. Because when you get the love of God in your heart, you can show it to somebody else. That's why so many people are disconnected. Because some don't have the love of God in their hearts. They don't know how to appreciate you. They don't know how to love you. Amen. But when you get a relationship with God, amen, it teaches you how God has blessed you and what he has done for you, that you need to show him that you appreciate him. And I promise you, if you get a relationship with God, you have no problem loving on your mama. Loving on your sisters, loving on your brothers. Amen. Because the love of God will be down in your heart. I'm not talking about talking love. I'm talking about putting love in action. Showing people that you love them. If you are here today and you realize that you've been missing out on God's blessings and what he has for you, this is a good time for you to surrender your life over to him. It don't take a whole lot. All you have to do is be submissive. Confess your sins and ask the Lord to forgive you. And the word of God says he's faithful to forgive you. So if you're here today, the doors of the church is open. You can come by letter, Christian experience, candidate of baptism, however you desire to come. And I'm not trying to get you to join this church. You don't have to join this church. The main thing is you get Jesus. We'll send you wherever you want to go. But I wouldn't leave here today and not have a relationship with Jesus. He gave his life for you. So will you give your life to him today and be saved? If you're here, we offer Christ to you. Come, 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 come. The Lord awaits you. He awaits you. He awaits you. Won't you come? Won't you come? Wouldn't it be a great Mother's Day gift if you were not saved and you gave your life to Christ today? It would make your mother so happy. Won't you do it today? Won't you do it? There's so much going on in our world today. Drive-by killings. Can't even hardly go to the gas station. Somebody trying to take your car. Going to the malls, there's shootings going on. God forbid going to those clubs. Won't you make sure that if you don't wake up in the morning, that everything is going to be all right? Little ones as well as large ones, or should I say young ones as well as old, are dying every day. Won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come? If you're afraid, just wave your hand. Somebody will come and walk you down. If you're afraid, just raise your hand. Somebody will come and walk you down. But you need to come. You need to come. You need to come. You need to come. Or maybe there's someone in your car, in your home, wherever you might be, that's listening in, and you want to be saved today. Just simply pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that simple prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the word of God. God bless you. As you're standing, we offer altar call today. If you would like to just release something, you want to give it to Jesus. He says, casting all your cares upon him because he cares for you. If you would like to come to the altar, children, if you would like to take your mother by the hand and bring her to the altar, be a good time, be a good time. It can be family time right now. Take your mom, bring her to the altar, and y'all stand together in prayer, it's a good time, it's a good time, it's a good time. Home that prays together stays together.
Blessed Savior, I surrender all.
A little bit together.
Hallelujah.
I
surrender. Ask Minister Vaughn, if you don't mind, please lead us in prayer today. Hallelujah. Isn't this beautiful? Isn't this beautiful? Seeing families together. Hallelujah. What a joy. 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 You can come up here if you like. You can come.
You want me to come up here?
Yes. Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Those of you that are out there with faith believing, just stretch forth your hands now. Whatever your situation is, whatever your condition is, you can turn it over to Jesus.
Amen.
Let's pray with the evangelist today.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Happy Mother's Day to all you beautiful mothers.
Praise God.
God bless you on today. If you will bow your head, and even as I'm praying, you can pray too.
Yes.
God hears all of our prayers.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, our Lord, how wonderful and excellent is your name. Your name is great and greatly to be praised.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for today. Thank you for all the mothers that are surrounded. Around the altar on today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for those that are listening in. Lord, we pray your blessings upon each and every one of them.
Yes,
touch
Lord.
Them right now,
touch
Father
them.
God, that they might continue to endure until the end.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we know things get tough for us every now and then.
Yeah.
But you are God alone, and you never leave us or forsake us. It is you who give us the strength day by day to carry on the order as mothers. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we bless you on this morning.
Yeah.
We thank you on this morning.
Yeah.
Lord, for every child that we have, every grandchild that we have, sister we have. Oh, God, we just thank you on today.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we ask you to bless our pastor, his wife, and the first family, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, bless the mother's board. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bless the deaconess board, oh, God. Bless everyone here under the sound of my voice. And then, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the children of God.
Please, Lord.
Oh, God, touch them right now in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Father, we know, Lord, you are shelter in the time of a storm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Father God, keep us safe, oh, God.
Keep us, Lord.
Even when we go to the gas station, when we go to the grocery store, keep us safe, oh, God.
Yellow.
In the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
as only you can.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you on this
thank
morning.
You.
For another day's journey. And we are glad about it, oh,
yes,
God.
Yes.
For when we rose this morning, we didn't have no doubt that you would bring us out of everything, oh, God, that we have to go through, oh, God.
Yes, sir.
And even if you don't bring us out, we know that you are our way maker.
Yes,
we
able.
Know that you are here with us.
Yes.
You are walking with us
yes,
and talking
Lord.
With us
yes.
and telling us that we are your own.
Yes.
Thank you that we are your children.
Thank you.
We are the offspring of God.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, that you never forget about us.
Thank you.
No matter what we go through. And Father, bless our men. Bless the men, the
yes,
husbands,
Lord.
The
yes.
sons, oh God.
Yes.
The grandsons in our
yes,
life.
Lord.
Oh God, we need you in this hour.
Yes.
We need you, Lord. We ask you to touch our leaders in this country. Touch those over in Ukraine that are
yes,
fighting on foreign soil, oh God. Keep them protected, oh
yes,
God.
Lord.
Our
yes,
grandsons,
Lord.
Our sons, our
yes.
fathers, and our grandfathers,
yes,
oh
Lord.
God. In the name of Jesus,
Lord.
Lord.
Jesus.
And even in the homeland, Father God, keep us
keep
and
us.
Protect us, oh God.
Yes.
Touch those who are on their bed of affliction this morning.
Uh-huh.
Oh God, we also know you as Jehovah Jireh,
yes.
our healer. We know you as Jehovah Jireh, our provider,
yes,
oh God.
Yes.
We thank you, oh God,
thank
in the
you.
Name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Father, please forgive us of our sins.
Please, Lord.
Oh Lord, all that we've fallen short of.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for being a merciful God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father, and we give you the praise,
yes.
the honor, and the glory.
Uh-huh.
And as we leave this place and
yeah,
never
yeah.
from your presence,
yeah.
Father God, we pray, Lord, that you will be with us, Lord God. Lead us and guide us as we go out to dinner tonight,
yes,
Lord God,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Lisa. Father, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, pray. Let the church say amen. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Ooh, I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Come on, just high five somebody. It's a neighbor. I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Oh, Lord, got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Oh, Lord, got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Be all right. Praise God, praise God. Give the Lord another hand clap of praise today. Amen. God bless you. We pray that we have said something that will uplift your spirits today. Amen. And to show gratitude toward all the mothers. Amen. All over the land. Amen. Praise God. Give our meal callers a hand. Amen. Our musicians. Okay, they already did it. Praise God. All right. Give all of our ministers, our mothers, amen, our ushers. Praise God. Sound technicians. Appreciate them. Hallelujah. And give yourselves a hand. You've been such a lovely audience. Amen. And again, we're happy, amen, to have with us Deacon Birch's brother. Amen. We pray that God will give you traveling grace as you go back to Columbus, South Carolina. Amen. All right. If the women don't beat you up. Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Amen. They told me that the women had an announcement, but they already made it. What's the name? Dignes Brooks made the announcement for the women. So you still have something else you need to add? Okay. All right. They got you. They got you.
Really quickly, to Pastor Steve, Sister Steve, the deacons, deaconesses, mothers, friends, just wanted to remind the ladies about our assessment for Women's Day, which is next Sunday, is $50. And the scripture is coming from Proverbs 3:5. And just wanted to just remind you that our colors are purple and white. And we look forward to seeing all you next Sunday for Women's Day. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. We're looking forward to Women's Day. We always have a joyous time. Amen. They know how to do stuff. Amen. So we're looking for a great time. Amen. On next Sunday. Plus the fact I get the rest. Hallelujah. Amen. All minds are clear. Let us stand. We say to you, keep praying for each other. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Come on up.
Amen. Y'all sit down for a minute. Amen.
I just want to say one thing. I am so glad that I was able to come down from Columbia, South Carolina on today. My heart is filled with excitement.
Amen.
And the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Praise God.
I truly thank God for being here. God moved in this place on today.
Praise God.
I don't see any dead people in here today. So everyone should be rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. And I just thank God. I got to give God glory. I got to give him honor. I got to give him praise. Also to the pastor.
God bless you, sir.
God use you in a mighty way today.
Bless you. Bless you.
And I got enough fuel in my tank to make it back to South Carolina. That spiritual food is what we really need to make it from day to day. I just thank God again for being here. I thank God for my brother. And I just thank God, period, for being here. You know, throughout our lifetime, when we look back over our life, we can truly see where God has brought us from. Mm-hmm. It hasn't always been easy. And the Apostle Paul said he had a thorn in his flesh. We all have had thorns in our flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But God is still in charge.
Yes.
And I just thank God for the powerful message on today. Pastor,
amen.
You preached,
God bless you.
You preached that message today.
God bless you. Bless you.
Reminded me when I was a child sitting on my mom's kneecap. And I'll tell all you mothers out there, there's nothing like a mother's love.
Amen. Amen.
Dad, father can love you, but there's nothing like a mother's
love.
I just thank God for my mother. She's gone on. She's been dead now about 6 or 7 years, but I still remember the things that she taught me, Pastor.
Yes.
And those things that your mother teaches you, you never forget those things.
That's right. That's right.
And sometimes you just want to pick up your phone and call your mother, but you can't call
her. That's
you.
Right. That's
but
right.
But you can always call Jesus. Amen.
Praise God. Let us stand. Happy Mother's Day to you. 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 Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest through and about us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, God bless you. Have a blessed day. Mothers, enjoy the rest of your day. Every day is Mother's Day. We love you. God bless you. Love you, Mama.